A big endorsement for House Speaker. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Former President Trump posted on social media, Jim Jordan will be a great speaker. He wants the House Judiciary Committee chairman to replace the ousted Kevin McCarthy. Jordan tells Fox he thinks he can unite House Republicans and
to do the work that needs to be done on the border, on crime, on inflation, on all these issues we have to address.
Steve Scalise, the House Majority Leader, is also running for Speaker, and Congressman Lance Gooden backs Scalise and just told Fox he talked to the former president last night.
He had wonderful things to say about Steve Scalise. I know Steve is a supporter of the president as well.
A woman in Iran, imprisoned for advocating women's rights, Narges Mohammadi, has won the Nobel Peace Prize for standing up to oppression. And Nobel Committee Chair Barrett Rees-Anderson says Mohammadi has been arrested 13 times, convicted 5 times, and sentenced
to a total of 31 years in prison and 154 lashes.
The Biden administration is doing more to deal with a record surge of illegal immigration. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports they'll deport some Venezuelans.
The agreement between the U.S. and Venezuela means repatriation flights are expected to begin soon and as a result of this week's talks between the U.S., Mexico, Colombia, and Panama. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced the agreement on Thursday, speaking in Mexico, saying those who arrived after July 31st will be sent back to Venezuela in the, quote, coming days.
Now, the administration had recently given temporary protected status to Venezuelans who came here before July 31st, shielding them from deportation. Now, when it comes to restarting border wall construction in Texas, Mayorkas says they didn't want to, but Congress appropriated money for it in 2019.
And we are compelled to follow the law.
Even some Democrats questioned that, saying Congress did not require 26 waivers of federal law that the Biden administration is ordering to build new wall in Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Life in prison. That is the sentence Frank James got in New York City for an attack on a subway train last year that left 10 people shot and wounded.
He posed as a construction worker in April 2022, set off a smoke bomb on a subway to cause confusion, then opened fire on passengers. U.S. Attorney for New York's Eastern District, Breon Peace, said that incident had a ripple effect.
Schools were on lockdown. Parents rushed to pick up their kids to make sure they were safe. People feared taking the subway.
James spoke before sentencing, saying he's been failed in dealing with mental health issues. Calling James not evil, but ill, his lawyers say they will appeal the sentence. In New York City, Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Later this hour, we'll get an answer to this question.
How's the economy doing? And that's going to be the story when we get the September jobs report. Let's give you the estimates right now. 170,000 jobs may have been added in September. That is the estimate anyway. We shall see. As for the unemployment rate, that for the month of September is expected to be down slightly to 3.7%.
Fox Business Network Cheryl Cassoni. That report could be a stock market mover for now. Futures are rising. On Thursday Night Football, the Chicago Bears win their first game of the NFL season, beating the Washington Commanders 40-20. And that came after one of the Hall of Fame players died.
Butkus established himself as one of the greatest linebackers of all time during his career, spent entirely with the Chicago Bears from the mid-1960s to the early 70s. He recorded over 1,000 tackles, along with 22 interceptions, and a then-record for a defensive player, 27 fumble recoveries. Off the field, he was a well-known commercial pitchman and worked as an analyst for CBS, while also appearing in dozens of movies and TV shows, including Any Given Sunday.
That's Fox's Eric Messersmith. Dick Butkus died in his sleep in his California home. He was 80. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at your local news. The embattled director of the Illinois Department of Children and Family Services stepping down. The governor announced that Mark Smith will resign at the end of the year. Smith took over the beleaguered Illinois DCFS in 2019. His tenure marred with controversy, including being held in contempt of court at least a dozen times for the agency's failure to properly care for or protect children. Memorial Stadium at the University of Illinois cleared for tonight's football game against Nebraska after the fire this week. Officials say the blaze broke out Tuesday night in a maintenance area of the stadium under the horseshoe. Nobody was hurt. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Illinois State Police have announced they have identified a vehicle and driver suspected of being involved in last Friday's deadly hazmat disaster in Teutopolis. Investigation into the crash and subsequent ammonia leak revealed that a vehicle had possibly passed a tanker truck as it was driving on Route 40 east of Teutopolis. The driver of the truck subsequently swerved to the right and ran off the road. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Thank you, Jim Miller. I just gave Diane $2 for, what was it again?
I think it's $1.4 billion on the Powerball, and that's on Saturday. So we'll be watching those numbers.
Okay. So, we'll be here Monday morning, no matter what.
Just, right.
Oh, yeah.
No matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
I'm working.
Yeah, me too.
I'll be here even if I win. I want to share the wealth a little bit.
Face. Yeah, the whole time.
Weather brought to you by Carl.
And Carl reminds you they have their health and wellness expo, and that's happening at Carl at the Fields tomorrow between 9 and 1. There's opportunities to eat, learn a whole lot of stuff. You can learn more at carl.org.
I don't think I hear Greg.
Hello. I'm here.
Well,
I'm
it's going to be cool today. We knew that. Hello. And we're talking about highs in the low 60s. We're talking about windy tonight as well. So we're going to have to kind of be ready, because if it's in the 50s as it gets dark and later, then we're talking about, I suppose you can calculate a wind chill.
Right.
But we're talking about cold.
High 65 today, low 44. We're currently at 48. Now, what we're watching is the wind and all the tailgate tents and things like that that we have going on between 4 and 7. So that's something that people are taking note of for sure as Illini fans today.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, so many people start out and they feel like they're good with the t-shirt, but I think it said 47 when leaving the stadium.
You know,
at 10.
Unless you just don't go in shorts today.
Right.
But some people go in shorts every time.
You're right. High 60, low 42 with sunshine tomorrow and a few more clouds. High 63, low 41 on Sunday.
All right. We're going to talk a little bit about the fact that we're being invaded on the south, and now Joe Biden wants to build a wall, but he says it's not his fault. Because the part of his party that doesn't want the wall is really mad. But he said, the law says I have to do it. I can't stop this. Don't blame me. I got to do it because that's just the law. So we'll talk just a moment about that. Brother Johnny coming up bottom of the hour. Dick Butkus passes away. We have a little sound on that. That'll be coming up also in the program. It is Friday. Illinois plays tonight. 7 o'clock is the kick. We'll be anxiously awaiting to see if we can knock off those Nebraska Huskers. Happy to welcome back a political strategist over 20 years of experience in government and politics as a Washington insider. Began her career in 1991. Terry Hasdorf, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Nice to have you back. Okay, so I don't know. I guess I'm entertained by Corinne Jean-Pierre and the fact that, A, everything's Trump and the Republicans' fault. B, don't ever look at Joe Biden because he's being forced into this wall. So call AOC and tell her it's not our fault. It's a law. Do you want us to break the law? Terry, do you want us to break the law? Explain what you heard yesterday. It was extraordinary.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. That's for sure. Well, so President Biden has said that he is going to, waive 26 federal laws in South Texas to allow for construction of about 20 miles of border wall. But he's saying that he had no choice because this was Trump-era funding. And it's been appropriated, and, you know, it has to be used for that purpose. So he's not happy about it, but he's going to move forward and do it.
Because when Nancy Pelosi was in charge and he was president, they couldn't do anything about it then either. That was so uninteresting. If we believe it, good for us. You know what? Because at some point it's on us. And this whole immigration issue, I have tape I'm going to play today from Chicago. Where the immigrants, they're moving them to city parks in black neighborhoods. And they go, wait a minute, we're not an anti-immigrant, but what about the resources for us? I mean, exactly. You don't want to wake a sleeping giant, so to say. So the mayor, Terry, the mayor of Chicago is going to the border. That's how critical it is because he's losing it up there. Man,
oh, brother.
What the world is he going to do at the border?
Mm-hmm.
Joe Manchin, Senator Joe Manchin is calling for a state of emergency. I mean, this is a massive problem. The U.S. Homeland Security is saying that we're at threat level yellow, which indicates a significant risk of terrorist attacks. You know, fentanyl is just pouring in across our borders. And Joe Biden saying, you know, I don't really want to do this. So it's pretty baffling to me as well.
But, I mean, it's been going on for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, and all of a sudden it's in...
Right.
I think I would send every bus to Martha's Vineyard. How would that go, Terry?
That'd get some attention, wouldn't it?
I mean, they would probably call out the National Guard. I mean, Martha's Vineyard? Ew. And then I'd also send them to D.C., right in downtown Washington. I don't know if there's buses going to there, are there?
No, you don't see any buses coming here. You know, when you look at towns like McAllen, Texas, and places where it's just had a devastating effect. I mean, you know, the hospitals are overrun. The parents are afraid to let their kids play outside because of the potential, you know, for violence or kidnapping. It's just these are devastating effects from thoughtless policies that are just so unneeded. This is our border. It has to be protected. And this is what the president should be focusing on.
Okay, so what do we do with 10 million people since 2020 or whatever? We have no idea what the number is, but it's millions. I mean, how do we recover from all this, Terry? How politically, what happens in 24 because of this?
Well, you know, this is going to be something I'm sure that'll be brought up at the next debate coming up in November with, you know, the Republican side meeting in Miami. You know, what it comes down to is you've got to focus on the things that work. Bring back the trained personnel. Biden's cut all of the technology. Has not focused on putting the barriers back in place and has gotten rid of the trained personnel. If you bring back those three things, that's going to make a huge difference right there.
It's still, what do you do with the folks here? We don't have enough judges. We don't have enough immigration. We just don't have the infrastructure for anything, and I don't know what happens. And meanwhile, probably nine out of 10 of these poor souls do want to come to America, as probably most of the world. We have to deal with the bad actors later, I guess, but what a mess. And somehow, they're going to try and deflect it to Donald Trump. Will that work?
I think, you know, Trump has been very outspoken on this issue. And, you know, nobody can question that this has been a priority for him. So I don't think that anybody could put blame on him for this issue, that's for sure.
Well, it is his fault, Terry. Let's just be honest about everything. It's always his fault. It's always your fault. I just get a sense if you go to a shopping mall in America, people won't even know anything about anything. And that's disconcerting. We've got to be more well-informed of the truth.
Well, when it shows up in their own backyard, that's when they start to pay attention. And that's what you see happening in Chicago. Yeah,
no, there's an outrage. I'm telling you, I got some tape. These people are really angry. I would be too. It's just not right,
yeah.
Not fair. But it doesn't hit home till it hits home, right? Texas has been dealing with this stuff, as you said, McAllen. And what's El Paso like these days, man?
Yeah, no, it is ongoing. And, you know, these asylum cities need to be addressed as well. You've got to change how we are looking at that. This isn't working. And these illegal immigrants know how to get around these issues, and they're exploiting it rapidly. So we have the ability to change this. It's just you've got to start from the top down.
Running into the Fire, how can people buy your book, Terry Hasdorf?
Well, it's available on Amazon. You can get it at my website, godovergovernment.com, and it's also in Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and all other major outlets.
Terry Hasdorf, TerriHasdorff, always a pleasure. When's your yard signs going up, do you know, or what are you doing?
not right now, but maybe again soon. We'll
okay,
see.
Thank you, Terry. Appreciate you being on again. Quarter after 7 on a Friday. It is October 6, 2023. Let's check sports headlines.
Well, Stevie, I wore my retired jersey for the Illini, number 50, for Dick Butkus, as we honor him today. Passed away in his sleep at the age of 80. Part of our Illini squad that won the Rose Bowl in 63. Inaugural Hall of Fame inductee for our Illini. In 2019, I was at that statue outside the Smith Football Performance Center dedicated that statue. I'm sure a lot of people will be going by today on 4th Street, and we'll be remembering him tonight as we take on Nebraska at 7 o'clock at Memorial Stadium.
Josh Whitman mentioned how emotional Dick Butkus got when he heard it that he was going to build a statue for him. So I, you know, his persona on the field was downright scary.
Right.
You are truly intimidated.
I've heard fearless and ferocious in the reports discussing him. And I know you grabbed some audio and things like that.
Well, so. it was a guy you feared. You truly feared. And who knows what happened at the bottom of the pile. Only the players know.
That's true.
But it was rough stuff.
Yeah.
It was rough stuff back there. And he would get up and they weren't sure it was a fumble. It was way before all the TV and replay stuff. And he'd shake the ball in the official's face.
Right.
And they'd point his way. Yes, Mr. Butkus, you're right. It was a fumble. I think he was a gifted player.
Started with the Bears physical. From 65 to 73, number 51 for the Bears, with 50 for our Illini.
Oh, right.
So, and I feel like two ships passing in the night when it comes to our friend, Coach Mike Ditka.
Not sure the timing. I think he might have been on the team. Coach was first pick of the Bears in 1961. He was traded to Philadelphia in 65 or 6. And Dick Butkus came in 65.
Right.
And Dick Butkus came to Illinois when we were really bad. Really bad. And second year in, they didn't play as a freshman back then. Freshmen couldn't play. He played as a sophomore. By the junior year, they were in the Rose Bowl. He was third in the Heisman voting his last year here at Illinois. Third. That's how incredibly dominating Dick Butkus was, and legendary NFL and college football Hall of Famer.
So I know the Chicago Bears won yesterday 40-20 over the Washington Commanders. So DJ Moore had a great night.
230 yards, 3 touchdowns for the wide receiver. Again, what do you say except I had an inkling because everybody said, the Bears are the worst ever. I said, you know what? In the NFL, don't be predicting games. Because these guys pop up and do that. And the Bears played well. Justin Fields played well. The Bears, now some Bear fans are going, you're ruining our draft pick, man. What are you doing?
You're right.
So,
and Dick Butkus, I guess, was at the season opener for Chicago. So definitely remembering him. Tennessee's at Indianapolis at noon tomorrow or on Sunday. And New Orleans and New England will be going at it. Green Bay plays in Monday Night Football against Las Vegas. Of course, we're all about our Illini today and looking forward to that game against Nebraska. Really 4-7 for all the festivities as people come into that Memorial Stadium area. I believe after 11 o'clock, we'll start seeing streets closed, and of course those who are diehard tailgaters will be setting up, and it's going to be a windy day today.
It picks up later. I think if you go at 11:30, it's not going to be much, but I think by mid-afternoon it makes it so much more difficult when paper plates are flying everywhere.
I know it.
So just be aware of that, and definitely going to feel colder than you felt in a long time, till last winter. Mm-hmm. It's going to be chilly tonight with that wind. Weather brought to you by the Urbana Park District.
They remind you it's Climate Action Week. Still events going on today, and tomorrow's events between 1 and 4 at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. Something you should tap into. Learn more at urbanaparks.org.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign, Urbana, is Saturday into an autumn mode we go. The look and feel the same here for the coming days. Nothing more than a couple of sprinkles around later on today. Maybe some organized rains are back into play. Additional drop relief for late next week. A couple of sprinkles as mentioned this afternoon. They'll be gone by football time. Highs near 60 this afternoon with a partly sunny sky. That stiff west-northwest wind continues for the night tonight, including kickoff time. Temperatures there at Memorial Stadium in the upper 50s. Low tonight down to 42. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny, breeze and cool, the high near 58, partly sunny, cool 59 on Sunday. The next week will be up around 60 Monday, low to mid 60s Tuesday and Wednesday, and into the 60s next Thursday and Friday. But there'll be a weather system out of the southern plains coming up the Ohio. That usually means some widespread rains, and they'll get going late Thursday and Friday next week. Overnight readings will be down in the 40s, and there may be enough rain to certainly curtail harvest operations over parts of the eastern and southern Corn Belt. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Wall Street will be reacting today to the monthly employment report for September. General Motors shares are narrowly higher after sinking to a three-year low yesterday. GM has made a sixth counteroffer to the United Auto Workers Union as UAW President Sean Fain is scheduled to provide an update on negotiations today. Royal Philips shares are down more than 8.5%. The Food and Drug Administration says it's not satisfied with the company's recall of devices to treat sleep apnea. The FDA is asking for additional testing. The company says it has agreed to conduct the tests. Gold prices have fallen more than 10% in the past 6 months, largely due to rising interest rates. The Wall Street Journal says analysts believe gold prices will recover next year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first, you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Let Max Twin City Recycling pay you for your junk metal items. As the weather begins to heat up, now is a great time to put cash in your pocket for the steel, copper, brass, and aluminum items you've been meaning to get rid of. We've recently added a large concrete pad to make unloading quicker and cleaner for our customers. Visit us on North Lincoln Avenue, just north of I-74, or at maxrecycling.com.
Illini fans, for a limited time at Jet's Pizza, new popcorn chicken pizzas. Their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. It's new and a limited time offer, so don't miss out. Try any of the four for just $17.99, code BBQ. Their popcorn chicken pizzas are perfect to order while watching football with friends and family. Try their tasty popcorn chicken on their famous BBQ, Aloha BBQ, Buffalo Ranch, or Bacon Ranch pizzas. Just $17.99. Code BBQ. Jets, better because it has to be.
Butkus established himself as one of the greatest linebackers of all time during his career, spent entirely with the Chicago Bears from the mid-1960s to the early 70s. He recorded over 1,000 tackles, along with 22 interceptions, and a then-record for a defensive player, 27 fumble recoveries. He was also named to the NFL's All-Decade Team in both the 1960s and 70s. Off the field, he was a well-known commercial pitchman and worked as an analyst for CBS, while also appearing in dozens of movies and TV shows, including Any Given Sunday. Butkus died peacefully in his sleep overnight at his home in Malibu, California, according to a statement from his family. Dick Butkus was 80 years old. I'm Eric Messersmith,
and we had Luke,
Fox News.
We had Luke Butkus here in the 84 Rose Bowl, 83 season.
Uh-huh.
Luke is a nephew, I think.
Okay.
So Butkus is just a perfect name, too.
Sure.
Also, the dog name in Rocky, if you forgot.
Okay.
Yo, Butkus! Well, it did gut me. They call him the greatest linebacker of all time. And if you look at the old film, boy, those pads were big. I mean, they wore monster pads.
Yeah.
And Dick Butkus wasn't short. He was a tall man for linebacker. I don't know, six something, but he, you see pictures of him, and he was just gritty and rough and tough and popped you. There are just, I don't know how many reels of video of Dick Butkus hitting people so hard. I mean, it was, and they asked him, in fact, Jay Layman, I saw it online last night, interviewed him when he was inducted in, I think, some Hall of Fame. And it was back, it's been 10 years.
Numerous Hall of Fame.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. And he was talking about, you know, targeting and all these other things.
Okay.
He just was, you know, kind of like, but he says, I get it from the standpoint of safety. And you know, the players of the day, the Dick Butkuses that really were out there hitting like nobody saw. He's just hitting. And nowadays, with the athlete and the upgrade in 50 years on athletics, and the fact that everybody's bigger, stronger, faster than Dick Butkus, it's just dangerous, more dangerous because of physics. You know, force meets force, and whoever has the momentum and hit the wrong place, it's devastating. Yeah. So anyway, he was 80 years old, and coach is 83. Coach Ditka will turn 84 in a week.
Right.
Today's the 6th. It'll be the 18th. I think it's Mike's birthday. And we would love to figure out how to get him on the phone for 5 minutes. And we'll see if Johnny thought about calling him and seeing if he wanted to do that on his birthday.
Okay.
See if that's possible. Because last time Johnny talked to him, Mike Ditka wasn't sounding too bad. Mm-hmm. But he joined us for 20-plus years on the radio here.
Yeah, that's right.
And just some great moments with Coach, and certainly iconic in his own right, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And having coached and having been one of only two humans in history to win a Super Bowl ring as a player, an assistant coach, and a head coach. Tom Flores was the other guy. But I'm sure Coach would have a lot of kind words to say about Dick Butkus. And I know there are stories galore back for anybody still alive back in the day when Dick was around here. You know, because, you know.
Yeah.
19, 20-year-old kid that played aggressively.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it was a long time ago. And there are, and who's alive that remembers? Who was 30 years old in 1962? You're going to be, you know, 90.
Uh-huh.
So it's the older crowd now that would remember. We all know and seen film, and very few of us remember. I remember in the early 70s watching Dick Cup. I just knew he hit hard. Mm-hmm. I remember my whole thing, he hits hard.
Yeah.
And he looks kind of mean. And I'm kind of scared. So that's that was kind of the thing. And he had a great voice, too, deep voice. So anyway, we'll be right back. Brother Johnny's on Friday. That's coming up next, ESPN 93.5. It is 7:28. It is October 6th, Illinois tonight, 7 o'clock, Nebraska Memorial Stadium.
Are you tired of getting the short end of the stick and always being stuck with cold water for your showers? Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing is here to help. With current tax incentives and rebates, you can save up to $900 on a high-efficiency tankless water heater, unlimited hot water, and saving on your energy bills. It seems like the best gift you could give your home. With the current promotion of 0% financing for qualified applicants, you can't afford not to call. 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend. Build strength and endurance in a high-energy, fun fitness class with the Urbana Park District. Work It Circuit runs Tuesdays and Thursdays at the Phillips Recreation Center. Classes are between 5 and 5:50, October 24th through December 14th. Each session takes you through a full-body workout with a mix of resistance training and high-energy aerobics. No experience is necessary, and people of all abilities are welcome. Instructors can modify the class to meet your needs. For details, visit urbanaparks.org.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars. They're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years' experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
Here's your OSF Healthcare Medical Minute.
Hi, I'm Dr. Philip Ovadia with OSF Healthcare. As a cardiac surgeon, I'm here to talk to you today about being heart healthy and how to stay off my operating table. And this really starts with paying attention to what you're eating. Eat whole, real food. Eat the things that grow in the ground, and eat the things that eat the things that grow in the ground. You also want to be paying close attention to how much activity you're getting and how much sleep you're getting. These are going to be the pillars that are going to keep you healthy. One of the best ways to stay off the operating table is to screen for heart disease early. And to do so, I recommend coronary artery calcium CT scans, which are available at OSF. If you want to learn more, reach out to the cardiac team at OSF Healthcare.
For more information, visit osfhealthcare.org.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ohio Republican Jim Jordan has former President Trump's endorsement as the next Speaker of the House. Fox's Jack Callahan.
Trump posting on social.
The Champaign Park District has some terrific fall events to jot down on
Amendment.
Your day planner.
The House is
Flannel Fest will be in downtown Champaign in Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. October 14th and 15th with music, a mustache contest, and lumberjack show. The Great Pumpkin Hunt has you looking for small painted rocks in area parks throughout the month of October. On Wednesday,
Please.
October 25th at Marketplace Mall between 5 and 7 p.m. Enjoy the free Halloween Fun Fest. Learn more at champagneparks.com.
Here's a check of local news. Family of a teen hurt in Friday's hazmat disaster in Teutopolis has hired nationally renowned civil rights attorney Ben Crump to represent him. Crump's office announced his services in the case of Anja Dengelmeyer on Thursday. Dengelmeyer, an 18-year-old from Texas, was driving through Teutopolis the night of September 29th with three fellow freshmen at the University of Missouri. Illinois-Nebraska football game tonight will kick off his schedule with no impact to the team or fans. After Tuesday night's fire at Memorial Stadium, crews were called at about 8 to find a utility vehicle and lawnmower on fire underneath the horseshoe on the southwest side of the stadium. Groundskeeping equipment routinely stored there for the facility and surrounding areas. Central Illinois man who pled guilty in the Capitol riot in 2021 going to prison. Shane Woods of Auburn sentenced to 4.5 years behind bars. He was accused of knocking down an officer and tackling a member of the media during the riot. He's still facing charges at a deadly wrong-way crash last November. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Joe Miller.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Pogan, everyone, let's check weather. Freezing to Illinois, Champaign, event this Saturday. Autumn, like look and feel in the coming days. Nothing organized about any rainfall for the foreseeable future. Coming off, some spots picked up more than an inch of rain yesterday. There may be another significant rain event again coming our way late next week. So keep an eye on things with outdoor work and harvest in mind. Partly sunny, breezy. We'll sprinkles this afternoon, 60 the high. That west-northwest wind on the increase, 12 to 24 and gusty. No rain over at Memorial Stadium, about 57 at kickoff early on this evening. Readings will slide from there down to 42 later in the night with that stiff west-northwest wind continuing on. Partly sunny, cool for the day tomorrow and Sunday too. 58 to tomorrow, 39 tomorrow night. No frost or freeze expected, obviously, and the wind will stay up too. 59 the high on Sunday. A little bit 60s Monday through Wednesday next week and signs of a pretty widespread rain system for the eastern and southern Corn Belt. Late next week high still in the 60s. For CBJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soldier.
It's Friday. Brother Johnny is in New Orleans. Johnny, how are you?
Hey, CBJ. Good morning. I'm fine.
It's a big day.
We got a big wedding tonight.
I was just going to play this from one of my favorite movies.
Oh, that is incredible. Annie, that's just like the one we saw in the magazine. Mm-hmm. Do you like it, Dad?
Father of the Bride.
Well, what is that? Is that dollars, 12? $100?
Beloved Master Banks, this is a very reasonable price for a cake of this magnitude.
A cake, Franck, is made of flour and water. My first car didn't cost $1,200.
Welcome to the 90s, Mr. Banks.
Martin Short and Steve Martin, one of the greatest ever.
Yes.
Such a good...
We all are feeling that pain. We all know.
Well, you gotta... It's a big wedding, Johnny. How many people are going to be attending Sarah Diane?
Well... You know, it's not huge, but we probably have in that 300-ish range.
Okay, that's pretty
kind
big.
Of number.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, that's big.
And you're feeding them, right?
So. Yeah. And welcome to the 2023.
Exactly.
Mr. Bunks, welcome. Well, listen, we just say God bless Sarah and Drew, and exciting. Yes. And your father of the bride, Johnny, are you speaking?
No, I don't think we're going to have a speech tonight. Sarah's got it set up. It's more informal than some. It's out at the in the swamp where you take your swamp tours. It's a great setting. We'll have an alligator out there, and it'll just be kind of fun. If you remember the movie Waterboy, you'd see some scenes from that.
There you go.
Well, with that Spanish moss hanging from the trees, though, it is gorgeous out there.
Well, that's
we got some Philo folks down here, Steve, and so. In fact, Kathleen cut my hair yesterday. So.
No kidding. That's awesome.
The Shipleys are there, huh?
That's fantastic. Well,
flying in his hairstylist.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Well, okay, so we begin with Speaker of the House stuff.
Former President Trump has endorsed House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan to be the next speaker. Posting on social media, he's strong on crime, the borders, the military, and the Second Amendment. Representative Jordan earlier telling Fox's Hannity.
Someone's got to be able to come forward, unite the Republicans around our message, around what we're doing for the American people, and go take that message to the country and deliver it in a compelling, succinct way, which I think I can do.
The House is expected to vote on a replacement for ousted Speaker Kevin McCarthy next week. Jack Callahan.
Well, we like Steve Scalise too, don't we, Johnny?
Sure, Steve's good. He's fighting kind of a form of blood cancer, and that would be difficult.
Oh, okay.
With that job and trying to do that, but he's doing well. So I'm not sure he's going to really push to get it. But I'd go for Jordan. The truth of the matter is, Steve, I don't know how long you're going to have a speaker with the new rule when you can just make a motion to vote the guy out one day
That was a Matt Gaetz condition to vote for Kevin McCarthy the first time. They got to get rid of that. You got to have
and McCarthy did say, we can't do that, there's no point. Then Pelosi said, look, if we got to have a Republican, it's going to be you. We're both from California. We got your back. And immediately, 2.6 milliseconds after they made the motion, 100% of the Democrats voted no.
Wow. Yeah, thanks. And then the guy with the gavel who's there temporarily kicked Nancy out of her office, and that's brought some rain. So,
well, that's because of that. Yeah. You know, just a complete ignoring, ha-ha, you thought I was actually going to back you. And they were the guy who took McCarthy's place is one of his best allies and friends.
Okay.
So that was just one of those things, Steve.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoy Karine Jean-Pierre for illuminating exactly what's going on with the Joe Biden presidency. It's just so darn illuminating. She makes news every day.
These funds were appropriated in fiscal year 2019 under Republican leadership, and DHS is required by law to use the funds for appropriated purpose.
President Biden says Congress shoulders the blame for reconstruction of former President Trump's border wall.
They said, you want us to break the law? You're telling me not to do that? Well, we have no choice. I mean, this is just such a bunch of bunk, Johnny. It's just unbelievable.
Well, I don't know. Okay, tell myself, I've been wedding planning, and the listeners, what were the details of the wall incident?
Well, they have money that Congress allocated, and forget the fact that they had control of everything from 20 to 22. It's just that they couldn't reallocate it. And so AOC, we have to. AOC's mad, saying you have to take responsibility for this. I mean, it is absolutely nuts. And by the way, there seems to be a little bit of an urgency now on the border, Johnny. The mayor of Chicago is going to the border. This could be a seminal change moment when you start to hear things that we're hearing in Chicago right now.
Butkus established himself.
That's Dick Butkus. I've got this clip here. Hold on. We'll get to Dick Butkus here in a moment with Johnny. But here's something's going on in Chicago, and they simply can't ignore this. They're so mad because they're moving immigrants into their neighborhoods.
50 buses have arrived in the Windy City over the past week, and now city officials say they are expecting as many as 25 more buses each day. Like New York, Chicago has long ago run out of shelter space. As a result, some migrants are sleeping in O'Hare Airport and in police stations. Governor J.B. Pritzker says the humanitarian crisis is overwhelming the ability to aid the refugee population. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
we were going to have a shelter at this particular location.
Turn the mic on. Good evening, everyone. I'm showing you how disrespectful this is. On the 5 o'clock news, they projected that the migrants would be here by Saturday. Okay? Another thing I want you to understand, how we support this park. This park needed air conditioners. You think we went to the park this? No, because we don't need them. We bought them. Supplied this whole park. They needed a stove and a refrigerator. We did it, the Laboratory Council. They needed a microwave. We give Christmas parties, and I don't ask these politicians for a dime. And this place is packed. See, they don't like people like me, because I'm not taking their crap. Now, I don't mind. I don't mind, and we're not anti-migrants, but it shouldn't be on our backs. All right, this is our park.
Mr. Glover, thank you so much for your comment.
And I want to say something to you, all of you all. And when you leave here, stop depending on the politicians. And stop voting for the same people getting the same results.
Stop voting for the same people. Johnny, is this going to move the rock in Chicago finally?
No. But there's been people who understand what's going on, and it's not, I don't think there's anybody would even comment on someone who said, I think there's voter fraud in Chicago. They're not even going to argue there. Forget Chicago. Let's talk about everywhere else. There's no voter fraud, election denier. There's nothing they can do. They went from bad to worse when they got rid of Lori Lightfoot.
Wow.
And the progressives, which our governor in Illinois has embraced, are the ones who opened the border. And they are sending people. Steve, you can go down to Corpus Christi, and there's people in the airport waiting to get flown to all parts of the country. They're spreading them out, and they're wishing the cities good luck, as if we don't have enough problems. And there's a law against people coming in without the proper process, and they've just been ignoring that for, what is this, the third year now? And we don't even know. A million.
Yeah, millions.
So, yeah. And where are they? Well, they're in Chicago. They're in New York. They're in Champaign. They're in New Orleans. And they're getting some help. But we don't have a system for it.
No.
And the people who are in power don't care. They don't appear to
What is their answer for the incredible sexual abuse, the trafficking, the fentanyl? I mean, this is destroying.
Their answer has been consistent. Oh, you're racist, homophobe. That's their answer. And we have to live with the consequences.
Yeah.
And until we can figure out how to get rid of them, supposedly by voting, but it's not going to change. You can't have the same people saying the same thing in power and expect anything to change. The results don't seem to be relevant. And so, will it move? I don't see how it can around Chicago. It's interesting if JB does go down to the border.
I think it's the mayor of Chicago. I didn't hear JB's going, but I heard the mayor.
Oh, it's not JB. Well, the mayor, okay.
What is he going to do at the border? What is the mayor of Chicago?
Well, he's making a point maybe that we've got to stop him or don't send him up here. I don't know what. He's doing something. And apparently that the problem is such that he needs to do something.
Yeah,
so.
And they're very, very upset. I could run montages for hours of the folks in Chicago yelling, "This isn't right." And you know,
and we know that. And of course, it's hard to get the mic, and the media won't help. And so when it comes right in your backyard, then you just end up going basically into the streets or into a town hall meeting and venting. But I don't know what can happen if they continue to allow 200,000 people in a month. I mean, it's and they're, most of them are great people looking for a great life, but that's not relevant to solving the problem of what are we going to do to assimilate that kind of people that fast with no process. And the people you talk to are literally insane.
Well,
they're more worried about guys having a baby.
If the boat is leaking, your first job, I think, would be to try and stop the leak. So you want to secure everything, and we're just not going to do that. And then you deal with what you got with some sort of something. But I don't know. We've never been able to really figure it out. And now the dam is broken. I don't know.
No, you figured it out. they're just not going to solve the problem. And why, I can't tell you. Why they want to disrupt our lives to that extent, is you can get into all manner of theories, but the problem
won't go away. I think another voting base is what I was originally thinking.
Well, I don't think that base will necessarily vote for.
Yeah, right. But, well, then you'll see some deportations, right? That's for sure.
Look, it's really difficult to have a coherent discussion when the people involved scrapped our independent energy program. Under no circumstances did that make any sense. And you can go just down the list. Defund the police. Crime spiked directly up double digits across the country. And they're still talking about it. And that kind of thing is not, has no, I can't even complete a second sentence trying to explain how dumb that is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yet they keep doing it and defending it. And our only option, just like you said, to stop this kind of the packed shelters and people suffering and crime that also comes from that, the only answer is shut the border. Our only real answer is to get these people out of control. Yeah. That's all we can do. And we have a peaceful process of doing it. And if we can pull it off, we're going to be fine. We're creating our own problems, and so and it's too bad because there are some real problems that are need addressing that we can't even get to. So now we've been talking about this for several years, Steve.
Yep. It's brother Johnny from New Orleans on the Tapman's Towing phone line. Okay, Illini legend. NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Illini, everything. Dick Butkus passed away at the age of 80 in his sleep in Malibu, California.
Butkus was quite simply one of the most feared defenders of all time. From 1965 to 1973, number 51 played as a middle linebacker for the Chicago Bears, earning all NFL honors five times. He did it all. He was perhaps the most ferocious tackler of all time, but he also had the speed and smarts to record 22 career interceptions. That's impressive today. Back then, it unheard of. Then, any conversation about the most intimidating player in NFL history always includes Butkus.
I just took the attitude that, look, this is a violent game.
We sent this rookie center in to play for us, and the first time he came off, his eyes were about like he couldn't believe what he was hearing. Like,
Butkus, look at him intimidating. He hadn't even blocked us yet.
Come on, give me a break.
He's the kind of linebacker that when he hit our back would go back in the huddle. He'd knock out his ear hole. He'd want to know who was supposed to block that crazy sucker.
Poor guys.
I remember once on the sideline, crazes. Because Butkus had blindsided and just KO'd him.
I'm really the tough macho guy. Only during the game, and no matter how hard you try to explain that, no matter. Sure you were, you know. So,
Butkus dominated a game the way no other player ever has. He dominated officials. He'd take the ball away from the guy after the dominated play and shake it in the official's face, and the official would point it their way. It was awesome.
Get the Bears, and I've heard it myself from different people, is that they better get ready, you know, and that's all the respect that I need. If I was an animal, jerk, acid, or whatever, I didn't care.
Dick was an animal. I called him a maniac, a stone maniac. I'll say it in a poem. Roses are red and violets are blue. Got any sense, you'll keep Butkus away from you.
No, I just put in a lot. I just like the game. I don't know. I just like being on the field. I've just been fortunate, really, to tell you the truth. But just a lot of hard work, and it's paid off. So now you can sit back and look back on the career that I have and say, you know. I wish it would have lasted longer, but I think I got things done in the amount of time that I had.
Quite the legend, Johnny.
Oh, yeah. No, that was the guy that you do hear about when you talk about the history of football. And 60 years ago this year, he was in California, Stevie, at the Rose Bowl for the Fighting Illini, which we won that game.
That's
and
right.
Butkus, I think, was the captain.
That's right.
He was final year at Illinois. I think he was third in the Heisman vote, something like that. Crazy.
Okay.
Wow.
And it says in this article about the teammate and fellow Bear legend Mike Ditka once aptly described Butkus's distinct style of play as, I think, Dick put the fear of God into a lot of people.
I mean, and there were legendary stories of what happened at the bottom of the pile. I mean, it was just.
I can't imagine. So,
I mean, just because he wasn't a small man. I mean,
he was big, fast, and he was one of those guys that really didn't need to be paid to play. He was just like, okay, we're ready to go. Where are you? Who wants to come on this field?
Mm-hmm.
And that was all he needed, baby.
That's
He was good, and he had a couple seasons there, Steve, where he was just doing everything. And I remember he caught a 2-point conversion once.
Yeah, it was a broken play. Bobby Douglas was the left-handed quarterback that used to throw at 100 miles an hour, and he was taking the snap for the extra point, and he fumbled it. So he rolled out and found Butkus in the end zone. He threw it. Butkus was pretty excited. He held the ball right in the face of the Philadelphia defender. And the defender hit it with his fist out of the end zone.
Well, that would have got a flag today, but not then.
No. And yet these guys, as Coach Ditka has told us over and over, the kind of money they made, I mean, decent for the time, but they had part-time jobs in the offseason to make ends meet, and they built the NFL. And the guys today making, $3 million a game, guaranteed, it's just, I hope they appreciate it. Man.
Yeah, I think they do. I think they do, but it's hard to have that kind of eye of the tiger when you start with the business end of it and how much you're worth. And then you don't need to play anything at all. That's another problem.
Well, if Joe Burrow from Cincinnati gets $275 million for 6 or 7 years and is guaranteed $212 million, the only thing that can make it up and just mess this whole thing up is if he gets really hurt. I mean, otherwise, your life is set. You're pretty good. Your generations are set.
Well, and I think that affects him because he's not playing very well.
Mm.
That happened to Flacco. He got $100 million, and we never heard from him again.
Well, what about your receiver, Michael Thomas, hadn't played for years down there?
He kind of got goaded back into it, so he's played okay this first few games. But you're right, and we've talked about that too. But the incentive, that real Butkus kind of drive or Mike Ditka's drive is hard to find. It's just hard to find because there's so many more things you can do with that kind of money. Your notoriety's there. Your whole life's changed. And it's like, why am I even playing this game? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Right. It's one thing
it's hard to do.
It's one thing to get, all kinds of money playing golf. You can play golf. You won't get hurt necessarily, except, twist your back or whatever leg. It's such a violent sport, Johnny. It's frankly, I think it's modern day gladiators. Thankfully, not very many times people die. But man, it is violent out there.
No, and to do what it takes to win a game, especially that last fourth quarter, and finish it up, it takes a lot of desire, and you don't really need it. So that they have to fight that when you have that kind of wealth.
I would think so. Johnny, God bless
you. That's for sure.
I wouldn't know. You played a lot more football than me, but I mean,
I just had that drive. I just wasn't big enough to play. And I'm glad I never ended up on the bottom of one of those piles or I wouldn't be here. I guarantee you that.
Well, God bless you and your wedding tonight with Sarah and Drew. And we're just praying for a wonderful, wonderful day in marriage. And I just hope it goes super well. We got an event honoring my father, your dad, our dad, today at
That's right.
Silver
it's
Creek.
The Distinguished Faculty Award, very esteemed, and that's going on the same day. So,
I know. That's too bad.
Well, you've got that one, Steve, with Mom, and I'll be here with Sarah. We'll send you pictures, and have a great day.
Well, thanks for being on. We'll talk to you next week, Johnny. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
Enjoy the wedding.
Brother Johnny down in New Orleans getting ready for a wedding tonight. Mm-hmm. It's been like 98 down there. I think today 80. So it's cooled off for them down in the Crescent City as well. All right, 7:54. It's ESPN 93.5. We check your weather forecast. I mean, this is kind of all eyes on wind as it comes up this afternoon.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Van Anvis, Saturday into an autumn mode we go. The look and feel the same here for the coming days. Nothing more than a couple of sprinkles around later on today. Maybe some organized rains are back into play. Additional drought relief for late next week. A couple of sprinkles, as mentioned, this afternoon. They'll be gone by football time. Highs near 60 this afternoon with a partly sunny sky. That stiff west-northwest wind continues for the night tonight, including kickoff time. Temperatures there at Memorial Stadium in the upper 50s. Low tonight down to 42. For the day tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and cool. The high near 58. Partly sunny, cool, 59 on Sunday. The next week will be up around 60 Monday. Low to mid-60s Tuesday and Wednesday. And into the 60s next Thursday and Friday. But there'll be a weather system out of the southern plains coming up the Ohio. That usually means some widespread rains. And they'll get going late Thursday and Friday next week. Overnight readings will be down in the 40s. And there may be enough rain to certainly curtail harvest operations over parts of the eastern and southern
University of Wisconsin. Ron Dane walking around there. Our former running back Heisman Trophy winner is a god.
Yeah. Oh, I'm
god.
Sure. Urbana's Market at the Square has been cultivating a vibrant scene in CU since 1979. Get to know your farmers bringing locally harvested honey, crafts, jewelry, art, fresh cut flowers, plus produce including fresh leafy greens and root vegetables, fresh baked treats, and a wide selection of proteins. Going on now, every Saturday, 7 a.m. till noon, rain or shine at Illinois and Vine, it's Urbana Market at the Square. Find Urbana Market on Facebook or urbanamarket.org.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
All right, so I donated my $2 to Diane, who sold me a ticket here for Powerball.
$1.4 billion.
$1.4 billion
on Saturday night.
$1.4 billion, and it hasn't hit since the last time we talked about it.
That's right.
Because I'm kind of sleepy at 1.4.
Right.
When it gets to $2 billion, you know. But I mean, again, it's somebody's gonna win.
That's right. At some point.
At some point, somebody does win this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to decide, can you be anonymous in Illinois? Could I just not say and just show up like normal?
That's right.
I don't think I could keep that in. I think it'd get out. And then what?
A financial advisor.
Well, everybody would want to be that, right? But, I mean, the first move is to secure the ticket.
Yeah.
So you got to secure the ticket. And then you got to consult with your family and discuss what the move is. Because you have to have the ticket. And then I don't even know where you'd go. You go to Springfield? Where do you go for this?
Get the money?
Well, you have to contact somebody, and then you got to figure out, you know, how does this work? Where do you go? Do you have to do a press conference? Can we do this anonymously? Yeah, I don't think I'd want to do a press conference. I really don't. Why would you? Except to say, look, it's me. I mean, that's going to bring about 100,000 phone calls.
Right.
I just don't think you'd want to do that.
Odds of winning are 1 in approximately 300 million.
And as everybody says, so you're saying there's a chance.
Better chance of eaten by a shark or being struck by lightning is 1 in a million.
You got to get hit by lightning twice. So, that's the thing is
right.
That. What you want to do is figure out how you run the game. That's the whole gig. Because then you say, 1.4 million. Well, why didn't I get more than 500 million? Well, because over a year, an annuity, and they build a compounding interest. So everybody takes the money, and nobody feels sorry for you if you only get 500 million for 1.4.
Right.
You can't get any sympathy from that. Sean Conn wouldn't even feel bad for you.
It still seems unfair, though.
Where's my money?
Right.
Who's getting the 900 million juice? As they say in the bookie world. Come on, man. Anyway, it's my $2 contribution to whoever, I guess, rulers and erasers.
That's right.
Children at
the supposedly
school.
The schools to benefit. Mm-hmm.
Hey, the News Gazette had a great article about Dane, the new quarterback at Unity. Front page sports yesterday.
Oh, really?
Dane, is it Harshberger? Very common name.
Oh, I think
anyway, his father is an assistant coach with Scott Hamilton.
Okay.
And so he's got 15 touchdown passes and one interception. That's a pretty good ratio now. Anyway, if you missed it, it's good stuff and very impressive for a sophomore. Wonder if he'll be a high D1 guy. Okay, we'll do the news. We'll come back. 1 hour of the week, Illinois football tonight at 7. We're all hoping that Illinois can get it done with Nebraska. Nebraska's 0-2 in the conference. We're 0-2 in the conference. It's Friday night football, and we're rooting for our Illini, of course. Gosh, it'd be good to get this one. All right, news coming up. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.